This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we were just talking about how grateful we should be. When you hear about a city where over last week there was shooting in the streets in almost every part of town. And there were 15 individuals who were shot to death. No, that's not Chicago. That's Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Chicago was worse. Chicago, the most violent weekend of the year so far. 104 Chicagoans shot. 19 of them shot dead. 13 children among the wounded. This is already a situation where the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has said it's out of control. They need federal help. Well, what can the federal government do to actually help? By the way, as of yesterday there were 19 wounded and 2 killed in Chicago. Somebody who is trying to do something about it has had remarkable success with some of his efforts in the past. Is T.O. Hardeman. He's been a guest on this show before, I'm proud to say. He is the president of a group called Violence Interrupters, and he's an adjunct professor in restorative justice. Mr. Hardeman, I appreciate your speaking to us. What is behind this upsurge, continued upsurge, in violence in your hometown?
Yeah, it's an honor to be here on your show again, first and foremost. And what's behind the upsurge, the uptick in gun violence in Chicago? There's no method to the madness. There's a lot of people living on the south and west side, like on an anger scale from 1 to 10. People are on 10 already. So any small slight infraction or any type of misunderstanding would cause somebody to want to take your life. And it's kind of crazy in Chicago. You have some gang violence, a lot of interpersonal conflict. And you just have a whole lot of misperceptions and misinformation, and it's leading to a lot of bloodshed and carnage. Some young people, you have psychopaths running wild in Chicago. It's not a whole lot of them, but if you have them out here, then the homicide clearance rate is only a dismal 9 to 14%. So people know they can mainly get away with killing somebody without any kind of consequences. Those are some of the factors. The illegal gun trade is at an all-time high. People are, selling guns in the neighborhood almost everywhere, just like you can buy a pair of gym shoes. And it's kind of anarchy and chaos. It's a chaotic situation on some parts of town in Chicago. That's what's going on. And then you also have to work to try to, a lot of people think that violence just is the norm. Violence has become the norm. People are desensitized towards the suffering of other people.
Well, it's extraordinary. You read some of these stories. I think the whole world has been transfixed by this one story from the 4th of July weekend of a University of Chicago student who was riding the subway. He was on his way home to Colorado. He was working as an intern at U of C. And somebody was shooting bullets for no reason that anyone can understand on the subway. And a bullet went through the window, killed him.
Yeah.
And these stories abound. I read the stories in the Sun-Times, and you just hear the total carnage every single weekend. Could we be doing more in terms of law enforcement, in terms of trying to just take illegal guns out of the hands of gangs? Would that make a difference?
Well, I'm very happy that your show is an uncensored, views. We can give our uncensored views. I appreciate that. Let me say this to you. The only solution in Chicago, cities like Baltimore, Chicago, Philly, Philadelphia, New York, this is one of the only solutions anyway. There needs to be a black man unity solution. It's incumbent upon black men to step up to the plate and stop the killings in their community. We need thousands of black men to work with the young brothers on the streets of Chicago and bring them to the table of peace. You cannot get around it. The federal government cannot help with this particular problem. I don't care how much money they put on the streets. This is a cultural problem. It's entrenched in some cultures. It's like tribal warfare. Then you got warlords, and you have other individuals out here that just lost any type of conscience or humanity. When you just mentioned a young guy that was shot on the train here, that story pierced my heart as well. This is a young guy, a young Jewish guy, going to school every day. He was on his way back home. Then he told his family to take him off of life support. This guy should be here. He should be alive today. We have a one-month-old little girl. She's doing a little bit better now. She was shot. 8-year-old girl got shot in the head. You know, the list goes on and on. You had 3 young women executed 2 weeks ago over in the Englewood community on the south side of Chicago. You know, I meet with the victims' families all the time. And so, you know, when you talk about what more can happen at the federal, there's nothing the federal government can really do. Everybody talks about money. We need money, money, money. Yeah, money definitely helps, but this situation, we need black men first. And the reason I say this is because over 80% of the gun violence occurs in the African-American community. As a black man, I'm an African-American man, and what I'm talking about here, everybody knows what I'm talking about. If Irish young men were killing each other or Italian young men, the Irish men and the Italian men would address the young people in their community. And I'm not saying go in the community and stand down on the guys and talk down to them, but bring them to the table of peace. At least we should give it our best shot. Everybody's waiting on law enforcement to come up with a solution. I'm not against law enforcement. I'm not even in favor of defunding law enforcement. I'm not in favor of any of those type of strategies there. But I'll say this much. The police have never been trained to stop killings on the front end. People need to get that message. The police have been trained once somebody breaks the law and crosses the line, that's when the police get involved with it. So hopefully your listeners can understand it's incumbent upon black men to solve the issues in their community, stop waiting on the system to make it work. And once we reduce the gun violence, then you start talking about resources, how we can help these young men now become productive members of society. But right now it's going to take drastic measures in order to deal with this very drastic situation.
Are there any leaders who are involved with some of the gang aspect of things who hear what you're saying, and it's a powerful, powerful testimony and a powerful message. But are there any people where they said, yeah, T.O. Hardiman, you have a point. We got to sit down at the table of peace and protect our own. You just say, in a tweet most recently, you say, people continue to wait on the system to protect us. Black men must step up and help stop the violence in the black community. Any response to that might be considered encouraging?
Yeah, you know, I have a few young men that have responded to me. We're in the process of organizing a few, rallies and some type of community activities where we can go into the trenches of the community and talk to some of the young guys. So, yes, I've received some responses, but I'm in the process right now of trying to facilitate a session. We need about 1,000 men right now. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I can put a clarion call to action out there and probably organize a few hundreds, close to 1,000 people, but it's going to take a little time right now. But yes, to answer your question, I have received some positive feedback, and people definitely want to come on board to kind of work in the community. But we need the masses. See, let me say this too. Like Black Lives Matter, for example, you know, when the police shoot somebody, everybody's out there, you know, they're marching and rallying every day when the police shoot somebody. We need the same sustained effort when people are being shot in Chicago. Imagine 10,000 people marching every day right in the neighborhood when they shoot a kid. I'm talking about every day, no let up. The same way they march when the police kill somebody. I don't mean to sound so strong on your show, but I'm just putting it out there because
it's important. It's so refreshing to hear that voice, because one of the things that is obviously important is you say that the police haven't cleared most of these homicides. In other words, they don't even know who pulled the trigger with some of these kids who got shot. Shouldn't we at least be able to go after some of the bad guys who have put little children into the ground?
It's really crazy. And then you have a mayor that's clueless. She doesn't know what to do. And I'm not critical of her as a human being. I'm critical of her policy.
I appreciate it. T.O. Hardiman is doing important work. If you want to support it, go to our website. We have all kinds of information about what is going on. And what is going on regarding the ongoing struggle over vaccines? Is that worth fighting over? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook of me reading every single word of, I think, one of the most important books that's out there right now. And it comes to you together with an MP3 player, so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audio book and hardcover book bundle. This can be an important tool in combating some of the toxic lies about America. God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. Yes, we live in one nation, indivisible, but right now Americans are deeply divided based upon where they live to a very great extent on the issue of vaccines. And we spoke about this a bit yesterday. We're going to be speaking later to a medical expert who's been on the front lines and I think can answer some of the questions that people may still have about vaccines. They just announced that the Tokyo Olympics are really on the verge of cancellation, it seems. The Japanese authorities just decided that the Olympics, which is supposed to be starting later this month, they're not going to allow any spectators, not local people. They may allow Jill Biden and special foreign dignitaries, but it's a disaster. Jill Biden's office said that the White House is still assessing the feasibility of her attendance at the Games, noting that the advance team arrives in Tokyo later this week. The key problem for Tokyo, because Japan is obviously it's one of our greatest allies, it's one of the most significant economies in the world. In fact, I believe that Japan is the fourth largest economy on the face of the earth, right after the United States and China and Germany. In any event, the Japanese decision is based on the fact that even though the United States has a lot of work to do in terms of getting people vaccinated, we are close to 50%. Only 15% of Japanese people are vaccinated. And this has created enough concern among authorities, especially with the new Delta strain of the virus emerging, to lead to this enormous change of plans, which is going to cost the Japanese hundreds of billions of dollars, literally hundreds of billions of dollars, with the disruption of the Olympics. And then you turn to the United States, and there's a piece by Associated Press about the difference between the state of New York and the state of Missouri. And they point out that Missouri now leads the nation in new cases relative to population and is averaging 1,000 cases a day. The same number as the entire Northeast, including big states, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. Can you believe it? Missouri? California with 40 million people is posting about the same numbers as the state of Missouri, which has a population of just 6 million. So barely one-eighth of the population of California. Northeastern states have seen cases, deaths, and hospitalizations plummet to almost nothing amid widespread acceptance of the COVID-19 vaccine. Vermont, listen to this. Vermont has gone 26 days with new case numbers in single digits, below 10. In Maryland, the governor's office said every death recorded in the entire month of June was in an unvaccinated person. New York City, which was the lethal epicenter of the U.S. outbreak in spring of 2020, when the numbers of dead peaked at more than 800 a day, regularly goes full days now without any reported deaths. The problem in Missouri, as health experts see it, just 45% of the state's residents have received even one dose of the vaccine, compared with 55% of the U.S. population in general. Some rural counties near Springfield have vaccination rates in the teens and 20s. Epidemiologists say, and this is all of them, the country should expect more outbreaks of COVID-19, the illness caused by the coronavirus, in areas with low vaccination rates over the next several months. Chris Byrer, who is an infectious disease epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University Medical School, says, "I'm afraid that this is all very predictable. If politicians seize on this and say, who could have predicted this? The answer is every single licensed epidemiologist in the country." The Republican governor of Missouri, Mike Parson, said yesterday that his administration has done everything possible to fend off outbreaks. "Right now the vaccine's out there," he said. "I mean, people walk past it every day. whether they're in a pharmacy, whether they're in a Walmart, whether they're in a health center. Yeah, but the problem is they may walk past it, but they don't get it. Here is some of the background, and I think it's very important. This is from a piece by David Leonhardt in the New York Times today. COVID continues to plummet nationwide. The rate of new daily cases has fallen below 3 per 100,000 residents in large cities like Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Minneapolis, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. As a point of comparison, the national rate of new daily cases peaked last year at above 75. In other words, we've gone from 75 cases per 100,000 population down to 3 in the big cities. But in less populated areas, which tend to be more politically conservative and skeptical of vaccines, the virus is now surging, largely from the contagious Delta variant. The states with the worst outbreaks are now Arkansas and Missouri, each with more than 16 new daily cases per 100,000, followed by Florida, which is 10 per 100,000, Nevada, 10, Wyoming, 9, and Utah, 8. Now, why is this going on? I do not believe in conspiracy theories, and I don't believe in what Max Boot, who's a very prominent and often very perceptive columnist, I don't believe what he suggests in an opinion piece where he has the headline, "Republicans are preventing America from reaching Biden's vaccination goal." Is there some political purpose in trying to talk down vaccinations, telling people vaccinations are dangerous when they emphatically are not, telling them that you don't need vaccinations because we've already beaten the virus, which is emphatically not true? Just look at the situation in Missouri and Arkansas and those other states that are having a range of new cases. Is that really something that is political? Where basically Republicans are trying to make sure that Biden doesn't hit or didn't hit that goal of 70% of people being fully vaccinated by, or at least getting one vaccine, 70% by the 4th of July. We got only 67%. I don't think it's a conspiracy, but I do think it's a disease. What kind of disease? We'll talk about that with one of the leading physicians on the front lines, Dr. Francis Rito of Evergreen Health here in Seattle area. We'll be right back with Dr. Rito on the MedVet Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Search and rescue efforts in Surfside, Florida have transitioned to recovery efforts as first responders look for victims in last month's tower collapse of a condominium. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announces he's suspending the state property tax enforcement for the families impacted by the collapse.
My goal is to suspend, waive any law I can under the state of emergency to forestall that.
and then we probably will just ask the legislature to remit any of the property tax liability from Champlain Towers South.
The White House is holding its weekly coronavirus briefing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says more and more Americans are continuing to get vaccinated.
More than 2 out of 3 adults have at least one shot. As a country, we're closer than ever to ending this pandemic and getting back to normal.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved Show, there's an amazing statistic in the Washington Post. They report, citing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that for the last 6 months, if you take a look at all of the COVID-19 deaths all across the United States, of the people who died, 99.5% of them had something in common. It's not their age. It's not their race, not their income, not their education level. 99.5% of everybody who's died from COVID-19 in the last 6 months has been unvaccinated. That's an amazing number when you think about it. Dr. Francis Cerrito is medical director for infectious disease at Evergreen Health, which has been named one of the 50 best hospitals in the whole country, and it certainly was one of the first hospitals to deal with the COVID-19 epidemic right here in the Great Northwest in Kirkland, Washington. Dr. Rito, it's great to talk to you again. With the patients that you are now getting on COVID-19, are a high percentage of them unvaccinated?
Hi, Michael. Good to be with you again today. Sure, we're looking at our inpatient census, and of all the recent admissions, they do have one thing in common, and that is that they are not vaccinated. Now, occasionally we'll pick up somebody who has been vaccinated, and they're admitted for some other reason, a skin infection or something, and because we screen everybody, we're finding that they are maybe COVID positive, but have absolutely no respiratory symptoms or symptoms that would look like COVID. So these are asymptomatic individuals, and these are the people who could potentially spread the virus to others as well, which just goes to the point that we really need to up our vaccination rates in order to minimize the symptomatic illness. And as you pointed out so eloquently and so graphically, this death rate is phenomenal. To have a vaccine that is 99.2% protective against death is truly an amazing vaccine.
Well, and again, it's a great achievement for the United States, for the medical care industry. I would imagine that when you first started dealing with COVID-19 more than a year ago, you wouldn't have expected an effective vaccine so quickly, would you?
No, these were particularly the first two vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer. These were two grand slam home runs right out of the gate. I don't think anybody would have predicted 95% efficacy and what appears to be sustained efficacy even against these new variants. The Delta variant, the vaccines, Moderna, Pfizer vaccines, still are in the 85 to 95% protective rate, both in laboratory tests and in real life experience. When you look at efficacy against symptomatic disease, hospitalizations, or death, again, very effective immunizations.
When you talk to people, and I know in your capacity you would talk to a lot of people, would the main resistance that people have to getting a vaccine, particularly with this new Delta variant coming out and threatening the whole country and the whole world, would the resistance to a vaccine focus on side effects, the potential that you might get very sick in a different way from actually being vaccinated?
There is some of that. In speaking to a number of people, the resistance or the lack of interest ranges anywhere from "I don't think that I'm at risk," which is demonstrably false, to I have heard the chip argument and how people don't want to be microchipped and tracked by anybody. But I think the majority of it is a sense that they're not at risk individually, and that the side effects, the potential side effects of the vaccine may outweigh the potential benefits. But again, when you're just looking at a single individual, those are arguments that people can make. But what I point out is, particularly for those of us in healthcare, you're responsible not only for yourself, but for your family, your coworkers, and the patients you care for. And we know that about 4 to 5% of the population is compromised because of leukemia or cancer or kidney transplant, and they're not going to make antibodies to vaccine despite getting, 2 or 3 doses. So that we have to protect those individuals by not allowing them to be exposed to individuals who are infectious. And we can reduce that very effectively by giving vaccine.
There's a statement also in this piece in the Washington Post that I was just citing that says that right now it's relatively easy for anybody over the age of 12 to get a vaccine. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to sign up months in advance or weeks in advance. It's easy. Is that the situation here in the state of Washington?
Absolutely. The vaccines are widely available at pharmacies. We still have one mass vaccination site at Microsoft that is offering vaccines, not every day anymore because the demand has dropped off. And quite honestly, North King County is fairly saturated, with some communities going in excess of 95% immunization for their population. And you can look up your own county rates and see where you are. King County actually gives them down to the level of zip code. So you can look up your zip code and find out how many of your neighbors have been immunized. These vaccines are widely available, easily available, often with no waiting. Hospitals, many doctor's offices, almost all the pharmacies, and still some public sites. And our goal, of course, is to reach into areas where people may not have had the opportunity to be vaccinated yet, or it's just not as convenient. and provide opportunities there with pop-up sites that are sponsored by county and mobile roving teams. So there's plenty of opportunity, and I think if I would ask your listeners to do anything, is to talk to their family members, because we all have somewhere in our families someone who is a little resistant or perhaps misinformed or living with some belief that may not quite pass muster when it's examined carefully. And have a quiet conversation with them and just ask them to reconsider and to look at it carefully.
And I know that whenever I speak about this, I get angry response. I mean, it makes people angry. They feel like they're being pushed into something that is limiting their freedom. And this, despite the fact that very many, all the leading and prominent conservatives in the country understand that this is a way of keeping people alive. And a lot of people, particularly people who say it's a pro-life, you should be pro your own life. Can you think of any argument on the other side about why people should be wary of vaccine? Any argument that makes sense or that people need to have answered or addressed?
No, these are not live virus vaccines, which is the biggest reluctance, I think, to give vaccines to people who are immunocompromised. I can't think of a solid argument not to get vaccine. There's obviously the pregnancy question, but even in those individuals, we're promoting vaccine because we know pregnant women are at higher risk for miscarriage, fetal demise, and severe complications.
And basically, is there any other way that we can really put an end to this pandemic and the suffering and the dislocation and the economic pain other than getting pretty much everybody vaccinated?
The only way off is immunity, because we're going to continue to be exposed, and you either become immune through infection and you run the risk of the death lottery, as it's called.
Right, or you do the right thing. Get vaccinated. Dr. Rito of Evergreen Health, appreciate all of your great work and your joining us on the show again. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Michael Medved Show, we have spoken a great deal, and we need to speak a great deal more until something is done to actually fix the situation, about the problem of surging crime, particularly surging violent crime. We talk all the time about the violence level in Chicago, but it's across the country. And what's amazing to me is that you still find people who cannot answer the question, if you distrust the police, if you blame the police for our high crime rate, if you blame the police for our high rate of violence, then who are you going to call when you're in trouble? Who do you want to rely on to try to keep you safe from some of these insane and twisted souls, the kind of people that Teal Hardeman were talking about who won't even come together to protect their own community? Well, there's an answer from Jason Johnson, who's an MSNBC host, suggesting that the heart of the problem with rising violence, well, just listen to what he has to say on MSNBC. This is Jason Johnson, clip 13.
I want to bring up this in the background because this is really key. I don't think people understand how often this same kind of violence often visits the same families. We have a story that just came out talking about the fact that, you know, a young man who knew Eric Garner later on got pepper sprayed by the cops, that George Floyd's, girlfriend used to teach Dante Wright. The police seem to prey on the same black people over and over and over again. I've always made it abundantly clear. I believe in abolishing police, getting rid of it entirely, starting from the beginning.
Okay, the police prey on not just black people in general, but certain black families in particular. I know this is like the press made a very big deal over the fact that the uncle of the young lady who took the footage of the last 9 minutes of the life of the late George Floyd, that her uncle was killed, not in an encounter with the police, but he was killed because the police were chasing some carjackers and bank robbers and violent criminals. And a police car crashed into a vehicle where this other individual was standing. Does anyone really believe this? And if you do, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. that the police deliberately prey on black people and prey on certain black families? And the answer is to do what Jason Johnson says, which is to get rid of the police. We have to start over. There's a good idea. There's another explanation. Chris Hayes on MSNBC knows that you can not only blame the rise in violence on the police, not credibly, but you can try to do that. But there's another scapegoat that is particularly favored by people on the left. This is clip 9. Listen.
One piece of this puzzle that seems to not get much attention is the truly shocking proliferation of guns in the last year, which coincided with this rise in shootings and murder. Now, the causal relationship, not settled by any means, but 2020 was the biggest year for gun sales in American history ever, ever. Last year, Americans bought 23 million guns, 64% increase over 2019 sales, according to a Washington Post analysis of federal data on gun background checks. That's part of a larger trend, which is an acceleration of gun sales in the U.S. in the last 10 years. Look at that chart. America's a violent place. America has a lot of guns. And the last year, American got a lot more guns and got more violent. Is it crazy to see a relationship between these two simple, stark facts?
No, it is sensible to see a relationship, but it's the opposite direction. People are not getting more violent because they get more guns. They're getting more guns because they feel more threatened by the violence all around them. I'm sure there are people listening to me who never owned guns before, but with what went on here in Seattle over last summer, with everything going on around the country and the horrible incidents you hear about, there was a fatal shooting at Factoria Mall in Bellevue, for God's sake. That, if you don't think there's some people who live over on the east side and hear that, a fatal shooting at the movie theater in Factoria, and think, you know, maybe it's legal, you can get a concealed carry permit. The idea that it is more guns that make people more violent is an absurdity. It is goes in the opposite direction. The more violence we have, the more violence people hear about, the more insecure they feel, the more that people will feel a need to get guns for their own self-protection. And the idea that these law-abiding citizens with no record of violence, no history of criminality, that these people are somehow going to suddenly be transformed by having a gun in the house is another absurdity. There is, meanwhile, Rashida Tlaib, who is part of that fierce competition together with Ilhan Omar and AOC, and now Cori Bush has come into it. Squadsters, a big competition to see who can make the most idiotic statement you can imagine. Well, Rashida Tlaib has just scored some real points in that direction with her finally deciding that we have to cut federal funding. For what? Listen, this is clip 16.
We must eliminate funding for CPB, ICE, and their parent organization, DHS. Time after time, we have seen it as advocates on the ground, as Human Services Agency on the ground, to continue to see over and over again that these agencies are inept to humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system and further continue to terrorize migrant communities located within our communities.
Okay, the idea that you would eliminate ICE and Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol, and then everything would be fine, is an absurdity. If there was any claim for Rashida Tlaib to being an intellectual, I would invoke George Orwell's statement. There are some beliefs that are so idiotic that only an intellectual could embrace them. Perhaps only an ultra-liberal progressive. And then there is this from Andrew Cuomo at a press conference. He knows exactly what to do about gun violence. Listen, this is clip 4.
treat it like a public health issue. We know how to deal with an epidemic. What we want to say is we want to do with gun violence what we just did with COVID. That's what we want.
Okay, you want to get a vaccination against gun violence? We want to do with gun violence what we just did with COVID? I think we should definitely address gun violence. It kills not anywhere near the same number of people who die of COVID. So far this year, there have been 22,000 people who have died of gun violence. Most of them, the majority, suicides. And should we do something more about the suicide epidemic? We should. I'll tell you something else we have to do something about, which is focusing on making American education more worthy of the greatest country on earth. And it simply isn't right now. And one of the leading black educators and education reformers in the country, Dr. Steve Perry, who's been on the show many times, Dr. Perry says the answer isn't changing curricula, but part of the answer is getting away from the politicization of everything, making everything about trying to actually improve education and serve our students and serve the country. That is being blocked by teachers' unions. And he believes that the insistence on, yes, supporting critical race theory and supporting a radical approach, part of what they call the Zinn curriculum, based on the late radical, who's actually a member at some point of the Communist Party, Howard Zinn, to promote that kind of idea is really all about protecting the unions. Really? How does that work? We'll be speaking to Dr. Steve Perry coming up and bring you the latest from the ongoing battle over what and how to teach our next generation about this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.